St. Luke chapter 7, verse 13. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Thus saith the Lord. My dear friends in Christ, we've heard that saying before, that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And we can look out on this world of ours and see a world that is drowning in sin. And it surely is. But we could also see the world for which God's Son did not hesitate to die, even though it is drowning in sin and unbelief. Everywhere we look, there is promiscuity, nakedness on television, greed and hatred and unbelief. But what about the God who suffers long, who is so patient and so long-suffering that he allows many of these evil things to go on because he waits patiently for more to repent and to believe? For there is joy in heaven over every sinner who repents and believes. People are absolutely right to believe that God is full of compassion. The Bible says he is slow to anger and of great mercy. But that doesn't mean that anyone should think that he can take advantage of that mercy and get away with it. Shall we sin that the grace of God may abound? Scripture says, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Dead to sin means what? Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and he will never die again. And he now, right now and here, raises us from death, sin. And he gives us a brand new life, a brand new heart in the forgiveness of sins. And so how can we then go out and embrace any sin, knowing this, believing this? God's Spirit will help us and enable us to turn from that sin. He gives us the grace to do it. But it's another thing entirely to then discard his mercy and treat it like nothing. A really good reason not to is because death knows no age. Like the man in today's lesson, he had barely begun to live life. He was a young man. The daughter of Jairus too, she was young. She had barely begun to live life, and it was taken away. Because death knows no age. It doesn't care. It couldn't care less. It doesn't come and ask our permission if we'd like to hang around a bit longer. Oh, I'm sorry, I see you have some more things to do. I guess I'll just come back later because you seem to want more second chances. We're not given that privilege. It just comes when it comes. And the scriptures clearly state that now is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. That doesn't mean that we must be scared into believing. The Bible says that the goodness of God, his grace, leads us to repentance. that full and complete repentance that includes not only being sorry, but believing in God's mercy for forgiveness. And that only comes from knowing that Jesus made perfect peace between God and man. He rose from the dead, which absolutely proves the Father accepted His sacrifice for our sins. Whoever believes will be saved. But then why do we still have to go through death? God, why do we have to go through this and watch others go through it? Perhaps even suffering for years before it finally comes. As soon as we start to love someone, they must go. As soon as I really start to get comfortable in this world, accomplish some good things for once, then my life is over. But we remember that before Christ saw the glory of His resurrection, didn't He first have to die? Before He rose from the dead, didn't He first have to suffer and bleed and go to the cross and go to the tomb in His death? We can choose to focus on the negative, the hurt and the pain, but the truth is that Christ alone went through, experienced our death, so that we never have to go it alone. Christ alone experienced our death to bring new meaning to every other funeral. He promises, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, and you will receive rest unto your soul. He says, He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. One thing is so clear about today's lesson, that God not only knows what we go through, He not only knows, He cares. We notice in the details that this woman loses much more than the average person. She loses everything. It's hard enough to lose a son, but it was her only son. Can't we just hear someone in that position saying, God, what do you know about my suffering? God, what do you know about losing a son, an only son? May our Heavenly Father open our eyes and let us see that He absolutely knows and cares. In fact, no one cares more than the only one who spared not His own Son, His only Son, only begotten Son. What is so amazing that Jesus suffered and died in the place of billions, and yet there isn't the smallest detail in our life that He doesn't know about and doesn't care about. Not one sparrow falls to the ground without Him knowing and caring. And how much more does He know and care about you? For you are of more value than many sparrows, He says. Especially when we suffer. He has a special place in His heart for those moments, because the Scripture says, surely He hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. The woman lost not only her son, her only son, but also her husband. She lost everything. And the Scriptures say Jesus had compassion on her. That word compassion means that Christ not only felt her sorrow, it means he also had a strong desire to do something about it. And thankfully for her, there is nothing our gracious Father cannot and will not do for us. In fact, there's no problem that of ours that he cannot and has not already overcome, with Jesus having already accomplished all things needful for us to be saved. And he says, only believe. Just believe, and you will be saved. Christ brings new meaning to our suffering. It's not punishment, because Scripture says there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Even our death is no punishment for those who believe, because Jesus already took away the true punishment for our sin. He already went through our death, rose again, and gives us new life. Not just on the last day, but right here and now. He raises us to new life by forgiving us all our sins, baptizing us in His name, giving us His Word and sacraments through which His Spirit strengthens and keeps us in the one true saving faith. He gives us a brand new heart, a brand new life, daily washing away our sins. Of course we still fail, but He picks us up. He enables us to carry on and to not embrace sin. He calls us by the gospel. He produces real fruit in us, the fruits of faith by His Spirit. His call to us is not in vain. No matter how insignificant then our suffering may cause us to feel at times, God wants us to remember He sent His very best, His only Son, His only begotten Son, which means we mean everything to Him. Christ still spends His time healing and comforting and resurrecting as He continues to send His Spirit into our hearts and continues to give us that new life, that new strength, and the forgiveness of sins. And no suffering of ours is too big or too small for Him to overcome and to give us relief as He gives us rest unto our souls by the words of eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.